Hello, kids! Welcome to Colago Storytime. I'm teacher Ka-ching! 我是 Ka-ching 老师。小朋友们，你们知不知道山洞里会有什么呢？今天的故事有一个小男孩走进一个山洞，我们一起来看看他会看到些什么吧。I will not eat you.I Will Not Eat You by Simon and Schuster. Theodore lived in a cave. It was a quiet cave, and that's the way he liked it. One morning,A bird flew up to the cave. It tweeted and squawked at Theodore.
Tweet, tweet, squawk, squawk, tweet.
Does it want me to eat it?
Theodore 感觉是一只好大的动物哦。到底是什么呢？它可不可以把这只鸟吃掉呢？But Theodore wasn't hungry.
Go away, silly bird, he whispered. I will not eat you.
The bird flew away. Later, a wolf jogged up to the cave. It howled at Theodore.
Ow!
Theodore thought,
perhaps.I should eat it.
But Theodore wasn't hungry.
Go away, loud wolf, he grunted. I will not eat you.
The wolf jogged away. That afternoon, a tiger ran up to the cave. It growled at Theodore. Theodore thought,
should I eat it?
But Theodore still wasn't hungry.
Go away, rumbly tiger, he huffed. I will not eat you.
The tiger ran away. 发亮的眼睛到底是什么动物呢? That evening,A boy galloped up to the cave. The boy roared at Theodore.
Rawr!
Seriously, thought Theodore, I should eat it.
Theodore was getting hungry.
Don't bother me, pesky boy, he bellowed, or I will eat you.
The boy...did not go away. He roared again.
Rawr!
This upset Theodore. 啊，原来 Theodore 是一只龙。The boy poked.
That's it, Theodore snarled. I will eat you.
Theodore chased the boy. Until...The boy fell down before Theodore could gobble him up. Something unexpected happened. 怎么了? The boy laughed. That made Theodore laugh. And it's hard to eat someone when you're sharing a laugh.Theodore still lived in a cave. But now, the cave was extra quiet. Because Theodore was outside playing.
I can always eat him later, thought Theodore.
小朋友，这个小男孩在山洞里遇到了什么呢？他们最后是不是还变成了很好的朋友呢？ That's all for today. I'm teacher Ka-ching. 我是可清老师。 See you next time. Bye bye.